An honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. Friends, the writer of Proverbs tells us something that can be hard, but this is the truth. It's the world that we live in. When we're going through a situation, and it could be in our personal lives, it could be something to do with our work or where we volunteer, or even in our church, the writer tells us an honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. We saw that with Jesus when he was before the Sanhedrin, that people come up and just spurt out lies against him. He kept silent in front of those accusations. We want to stand there and say, no, that's a lie. But don't forget, we have God for us. And those people who tell those lies, they have to answer to him ultimately. We don't need to say anything. But we also know that an honest witness tells the truth. There are people who are the opposite. For all those who would tell lies, there are those who will tell the truth. They know, maybe in their heart, whether they know Jesus or not, that it is right to tell the truth. It is not right to tell lies. But as Christians, it's so important that we always tell the truth. And especially as well in those times where we know that telling the truth could actually make the situation for somebody worse. They might come to us and say, please help me. You were there. Can you say this? And we have to say, we can't. I'm sorry. I have to say what I saw happen. I have to tell the truth. That's what being a Christian is. That's what God calls us to do. We cannot bear false witness. And I know you're going to be in more trouble because of this, but you did something wrong. And you need to repent of that. You need to own up to your actions. You need to tell the truth yourself, because you're going to carry on along a path which you don't want to go along, and God does not want you to go along. But then on the other side, you can live a life of integrity and every so often just do something wrong. That's the human nature, isn't it? But people will take those things that you've done wrong and they will make them bigger. They will add lies to the thing that you've done wrong. And you can be there going, yes, I'm not perfect. I have done this thing. But a false witness will build on that. And then they will make it something that it isn't. It's the way of the world. But as I said before, what we have to realize is that God is for us. God is our ultimate judge. We need to go before him and answer for those things which we have done right and those things which we have done wrong. So let us understand that those people who bear false witness will have to go before God as well and answer for what they have done. Those are people who have held their integrity and told the truth, even in times where it would cause other people pain and suffering. God will judge them for that as well. We have a God who sees our heart, knows our hearts. And so let's live a life of integrity, always striving to tell the truth and never telling false lies. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those who tell the truth. And Lord, we pray for those who tell lies. Amen.